Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you traveled somewhere and you didn't want to look like a tourist because you thought if you were a tourist, you would have to pay more? Now, you'd think, well, the menu is printed. It's a printed menu. It's the menu they give everybody. Maybe not. Maybe you're being handed a menu with different prices. I always expect something like that to happen. I always expect that if they recognize that we're tourists, because we have the T-shirts and the hats, and we never do that, you know, but honestly, you know, the way I talk, I don't sound like I'm from anywhere. You know, like, oh, that girl's got to be a tourist. Even in Vegas, I'll go to the Strip, and they're like, you know, so where are you from? I'm like, I live here. You don't see me on TV? I'm here. I mean, even... It just, people always think I'm from out of town. Maybe they think I have an accent. I don't think I have an accent, but who knows? Well, in Thailand, they have two levels of pricing. One for the tourists and one for the locals and residents. If you are a tourist, you're going to pay more. That's just the way it is. They say Thailand is slowly reinventing itself as the more bougie destination, and instead of the usual backpackers that flood into Phuket, it's hoping to attract more quote-unquote high-end travelers, namely those who wouldn't mind paying Western prices. Usually Thailand isn't that expensive, but they're going to have dual hotel rates being confirmed by the tourism ministry. They had sealed their borders with everything going on with COVID, but now I think they need money. So they want, but they also don't want the mass tourism of people that don't pay. So they want more money. Rather than travels on a budget, they have tourist fees. Some of the popular beaches that are really, really fancy, why should it not be the same like a Hawaii vacation going to Thailand? So it started, and oh my gosh, you have some amazing beaches. So it's going to be more expensive. They, it's interesting. A lot of places have already done that with local rates. Vegas stopped doing that. They used to, you know, if you're a local, you could get a hotel rate that was cheaper. This isn't anything new. Local rates versus non-local rates, locals park free, show us your Nevada driver's license and you'll get this discount. I mean, that has happened because, you know, they do it because they want to attract locals. But somebody probably says it's discriminatory or something happens and then it just gets all, you know, ended for a while, but it really does happen. Now, what most locals do, like in Hawaii or Nevada and all that, I mean, we know where to eat to get good value. We know which restaurants are out there that are screwing people, and we know which places are good. And so we'll be like, I'm not paying those overpriced. I'm not going to spend $21 on a glass of on a cocktail. So many of us locals do not go to the Strip. Now, some places on the Strip are fantastic. And there are places where, I mean, wow, we have some amazing restaurants. But if I don't want to pay, though, overpriced food or overpriced drinks, I'm not going to go there. Now, looks like a couple American couples are getting ripped off at a restaurant that charged $560 for two beers and two cocktails and a dozen oysters. And this happened at a Greek restaurant called the DK Oyster Bar. I'm not an oyster person, so I don't know. Maybe they're good. I don't know. But it's a New Jersey couple. And apparently this is a Mykonos restaurant in Greece. And they aren't the only ones who apparently had a big tab. And they had two glasses of of beer or maybe a couple cocktails, a platter of oysters, and they had to pay $560. Theodora McCormick, 50-year-old lawyer from Jersey, said she and her husband were given a $557 tab. McCormick said they were ordered to be polite while stopping in to call a cab during a vacation. So they needed to call a cab, but apparently they didn't have a cell phone or something. I don't know. So they were asked to be polite. So, like, you know what? Okay, so we'll have a couple drinks. We'll give them some business. But then their bill was $557. Oh, that might be even a second couple. There's been a couple couples that have had to pay. There was a young Canadian couple who had to pay $410 for one beer, one cocktail at the same restaurant. She said when she started to complain about the bill, a gauntlet of hulking male waiters intimidatingly surrounded them until they agreed to pay the bill. McCormick spoke to The Sun, recounted the weird experience, and called the restaurant a scam. McCormick said she expected to pay around $250 for the drinks and food, but apparently she is the latest in a long line of tourists to fall victim to the ripoff restaurant. They have a bunch of TripAdvisor reviews that are also telling people not to go there. And a young Canadian couple had something similar happen to them, where they had to spend $410 for one beer, one cocktail, and a dozen oysters. Now, you would think the prices of these things would be on the menu. But if they say, I don't know how, because me, I always want to know what I'm going to pay before I eat it. They said they weren't even planning on being there. They just needed to use a phone. They were looking for a taxi back to their hotel. It was their last day of their Greek vacation. So, tourists, by the way, it is a beautiful sight. It's on the water. I get that this guy has high real estate, but come on. You know, the oysters were, it looked like there was maybe, I don't know, 12 oysters, six on each side. So they say it was in Mykonos. They said we knew it was going to be about 250-odd euros. That's what we were thinking. But they got the bill. And, again, I don't understand how there was a question about it. You know, usually you need to know. In May 2019, there was a group of American tourists who were charged $1,000 for six plates of calamari, three Caesar salads, and six beers. Owner Demetrius Calamaris insisted that the quality of food and stunning beachside location justified the prices. It's a beautiful location for a restaurant, but dang, I couldn't afford that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume green Green Meadow Way that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Way existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Way supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Way. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, you hear in the news all the time, you know, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Somebody gets dumped. Man leaves their wife for a younger woman. See, you see this in movies, you see this in stories, and mind you, women cheat, too. You know, women will leave their husbands also for younger men. Doesn't seem to happen as often. But one of you had told me to watch the Dirty John series, where they're true stories, and these are true stories and kind of reenactments of, maybe not a reenactment, but a dramatization of a true story. And in the Dirty John Betty Broderick story, for those of you that might have remembered this from the 80s, I don't, but there was a woman who was married to a man, had four kids with them, put him through medical school, put him through law school, He becomes a medical malpractice attorney, starts dating his secretary, ends up falling in love with his secretary, divorcing her. She loses, you know, she doesn't get the settlement that she wants. There's a lot of back and forth. She starts to drive a car to their house. I think she had a knife on her person. She starts to threaten. And then she ends up killing the ex-husband and his new wife, Linda Colquhanna and Daniel Broderick. And her name was Betty Broderick. And you're watching this, you know, and you know, you see her, you know, mental illness. You see her mental anguish. And you're like, okay, when you push somebody to the end, it's very dangerous. You guys better protect yourselves because you know what happens to them early on in the show. They tell you. And for those of you that look up the history, you know. And, you know, she talks about how, you know, she's left for somebody younger. And, of course, Linda's exquisite. She's a beautiful woman. And, you know, what she went through was what a lot of us, you know, women were told could happen to us. You know, and if it happened to women in our family, it was just one of those things that were very, very scary. Where, look, you know, the person you know, that's in love with you now might not be in love with you when you're middle age. You're going to gain weight. You're going to get older. And they could leave you for a younger woman. They're going to leave you for a younger woman. Well, we spoke a little bit about where there may be that evolutionary drive for that. Now, if somebody is going to cheat, man, woman, whatever, all right, there's tons of reasons for cheating. All right? Not excuse for it, but there's tons of reasons. One is, you know, ego. Others are maybe you married for the wrong reason. You thought you were in love. You know, you did it because, you know, she said, look, you know, we have to. You need to put a ring on it. Or all your other friends were getting married, so you had to get married. And then you finally meet your meant-to-be, and, well, this was the person I was supposed to be with. Yeah, and so it could be anywhere from people just wanting to get a two-minute nooner to people who fall in love with people they were supposed to be with. And people will justify it, but as far as I'm concerned, if you're married, you did your vows, that's who you be with. If the marriage isn't working out, then as a partnership dissolves, a marriage will dissolve. And it's a shame that marriages don't dissolve very easily. But if there's a biological drive, if there's an evolutionary drive to this, then a lot of us might be battling something that, one, is battleable and fixable, or we may not comprehend. So we talked about how in nature you have this in the animal world, this push to propagate, to make babies. So the male caveman would hunt, gather, give his sperm, make a baby, move on. And then he eventually gets older. The female, hunt, maybe gather, have the baby, nurture the baby. And then, once they get older, now they're in the grandparent stage. So what is the use of the grandparent in evolution? Well, with grandmas, and we talked about mother-in-laws and all that, grandmothers a lot of times are still in the nurturing. They still have that value for the babies. Because in nature, it's all about the babies. And it's all about propagation and keeping the population up. And these older women might be able to still gather. They might be able to still do things. Whereas the male, if he's done making babies and he can't protect the babies and he can't hunt for the family, he starts to become a liability. He's using resources up. And so in the animal kingdom, this might be one of the reasons why that study came out where men who die of cancer, we spoke about how men may die of cancer not because of the alcohol and the smoking, because a study found that when they adjusted for all that, these men were more at risk of dying anyway. And we talked about how that could be why. If there's no evolutionary reason for an older man to be in the jungle or be in the wild, then their job is done. They made the baby, they fed the baby. As a grandparent, they're using more resources. Whereas the female animal might have more, like I said, more value to the animals. In society, it's different. We love our grandpas. We need our grandpas. We need our grandmas. We do. So then this idea where men are dumping people for younger, it might not just all be about the fun. it might not be about the midlife crisis. You know, the more obvious reasons of, you know, well, I have a life to live. This was my first chapter. Now I want to move on to this chapter, and I want to have a young hottie and a convertible or whatever. It might not, you know, be that obvious. It might be that they are starting to go into granddad mode or grandma mode, and they don't want to be that. Sadly, they should never be considered this, but in the animal kingdom, they might be considered that dead weight. And in order to be more relevant, they need to be attached to the youth. Now, a lot of grandmas, they know how to do it. They're like, I'm there for the baby. We're babysitting. You go to work. You have another baby. You go sleep. I'm second mommy. And a lot of grandmas, especially if they're the mom of the mom, they become lieutenant mommy, you know, grandma, first mate, whatever. Grandpas do take care of the kids. But again, in the animal kingdom, they don't seem to be as involved in the nurturing as the females may. So this idea, this concept, because it is so common, you always seem to, not always here, but you hear about this so often, that there's somebody that you know, lives their life with, you know, their husband, just to, when they're middle age, get dumped. And, you know, those of us women who are middle age aren't really the biggest catches in society. People want the young, gorgeous 20-somethings. So if that could be one of the other reasons where, as we said, you know, a lot of men in this one study that, oh my gosh, which university was it? So there was a study that came out showing how men may die of cancer just because of their biological inherent traits. Then, you know, men are going to, one, feel like their time is more limited, so to enjoy it. Number two is they're going to want to be relevant. And being around younger people keep them younger. Three, if they father another child and they are now a dad and not necessarily a grandpa, they still have a evolutionary, it shifts that evolutionary role they're in. And so I know this might not be the most politically correct and accepted theory, but I believe that when you see these stories over and over and over again of men leaving their wives, and, you know, when we keep talking about maybe it's the chase, maybe people want to feel loved, maybe it's really not in our human nature to be monogamous, maybe being with somebody for 30, 40 years isn't in our DNA. Our DNA is to, you know, populate as many people as possible. I don't know. But, you know, when you start to look at some of these scientific studies and you start to look at how, you know, men don't seem to live as long as in women, and you start to see that maybe it's because of nature, it's not in nature's best interest for a non, you know, nurturer to have the same longevity, then, you know, you start to look at the different behavior patterns. And I'm not saying it's okay. It's not okay. You know, you say your vows, you know, but it's frustrating. So, you know, yes, I did. I'm finishing up this second season of Dirty John, the Betty Broderick story, whatever. And you see a marriage that, you know, sadly followed the typical cliche, but it turned bad. And I also wonder if a lot of these murder suicides or a lot of these, you know, we see a lot of these crimes that have to do with the cheating, somebody cheating. And I, you know, maybe we really need to take a step back before we enter these relationships or before we break up and go through these divorces and understand that these people scorned, male, female, doesn't matter, can be pretty dangerous. So all I'm saying is I think there's another sort of theory that might be going on that we need to be aware of. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumers aren't feeling confident about the housing market as inflation and high mortgage rates are pricing many home buyers out of the market. Fannie Mae revealed just 17% of folks surveyed last month said it's the right time to purchase a home. It hasn't been that low since 2011. The survey also finding out just 67% say it's a good time to put their home on the market. Two key inflation reports highlight the week ahead on Wall Street. The Consumer Price Index for July will be released on Wednesday after it jumped 9.1% for the 12 months that end in June. Meantime, the Producer Price Index report comes out on Thursday. Ahmed Arbery's killer, Travis McMichael, is getting life in prison for his hate crime. McMichael fatally shot Arbery back in 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So last week we saw a horrible, horrific accident in Los Angeles near where my brother lives, where just in the afternoon, cars are in an intersection, driving on a regular roadway, and a car zips in the video. You could barely see it in a flash because it was going 100 miles per hour. Crashes into a car, causes a baby to get ejected, fire, and apparently it was about a nurse that was mad at, I guess, her boyfriend, allegedly. So we're now being told that the nurse is an ICU nurse, which blows my mind because these ICU nurses are some of the top trained nurses that deal with trauma. They deal with, I mean, so much. And they are some of the most level-headed. They're heroes. Your ICU nurses, I mean, they're one of the, some of the hardest working nurses out there. I'm blown away that they deal with some of the most stressful issues. But it's an ICU nurse named Nicole Linton. She's 37 years old. She has been released from the hospital and is now being held on $9 million bond. She killed six people, a pregnant mother, the pregnant mom's unborn child, the pregnant mom's one-year-old son, including. And she's a nurse from Texas who works in L.A. She's currently being held at Century Regional Detention Center in Linwood, California. She was released from medical supervision on Sunday. She is going to be charged by the L.A. County District Attorney. So the District Attorney's doing something at the Clara Shortridge Fultz Criminal Justice Center on Monday. She is taken into custody for vehicular manslaughter. Police said she slammed her car into five other vehicles while driving about 100 miles per hour at an intersection in Windsor Hills. You see her in her scrubs, and she's sitting there on the side of the road. She's bloodied up. And, what was she thinking? I don't know. Sadly, Asher Ray Ryan, 23 years old, was one of the victims. She was 8 months pregnant at the time. She and, I believe, her partner were on their way to a doctor visit for the baby. One-year-old child Alonzo Luciano Quintero and her unborn baby were killed. The father, Ronald, was also killed in the crash. The car split in half upon impact. They were on the way to a doctor's appointment for the pregnancy checkup. Tobias Johnson, a witness to the crash, took a photo of Linton sitting down on the nearby sidewalk. You could see the fire in the background. And Johnson said that the woman appeared to have some minor bleeding near the head. Linton was cooperating with investigators, checking her blood work to see if she was under the influence. And I don't believe we have all the data yet. But the friend of Linton described her as being drunk and fighting with her boyfriend before she got into her car and smashed into a traffic jam. There was a fatal pileup that happened between South La Brea Avenue and Slauson Avenue. Eight people were left fighting for their lives with these horrendous injuries following the crash at 1:40 p.m. on Friday. Of those injured, six were teens. One suffered major injuries. The driver is one of those with injuries in the hospital. And the L.A. County Medical Examiner Coroner did confirm the deaths of the other ones. So obviously tributes are coming in and people are wondering what the hell is going on. There's a GoFundMe page for the funeral costs. And just to see a whole family, killed on a beautiful Friday afternoon when all they were doing was driving across the street to go, it just blows my mind. You know, again, this fiery crash, it was 100 miles an hour. Not sure exactly which cars were fuel, which cars were electric, if any. But the Linton said she was drinking and she was not aware that it was a red light because she shot straight through. What blows my mind is there is no side street in L.A. that I know of that allows you to go 100 miles an hour. I've driven in L.A. for a good part of my life, and I rarely can get through a block where you can accelerate up to 35, 45 miles an hour at the very most. I don't know how. This wasn't freeway driving. How the hell could she on a side street get up to that speed and have any room to go? Another witness said the crash sounded like a bomb. Huge flames, as I said before, we have sadly people out there that are very, they're ill and they can lose it and they get into the car, they make bad decisions, they start to drink, I still don't understand what the hell happened with, Ann Hetch, why she, was driving 90 miles an hour, hitting a house, hitting a garage, she was in her mini club at the time. Ann Hetch looked like she had a bottle of alcohol that was at the bottom of the car. She looks like she was just kind of in some ripped jeans, not wearing a bra, a little disheveled, and, could have killed. I mean, even more people than the first accident we talked about. Luckily, she's okay. She is 53 years old and is going to be recuperating in the hospital for a while. The LAPD is going to get her blood to see what she was intoxicated with, how high her alcohol level was. It's interesting that they're able to get that from Ann Hesh, but they couldn't get it from Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods, they decided not to. They decided not to do a tox screen. So that is interesting. Maybe just it's a different county. I don't know. But, you know, just keep in mind, you got some very, very sick individuals, people behind the wheel, and they, yeah. Now, sadly, there is a desperate search for a missing California girl. She's 16 years old, and she was abducted from an end-of-high-school party at a campground. Her Honda CRV is missing. Her phone has been out of service for 3 days, and the family is scared. Now, she's from Truckee, California. Truckee, California is between Reno and Sacramento. And there were about 100 people at this campground party. They celebrated the end of high school. And interestingly, how that happened on Friday, because you think, you know, high school started, unless maybe because they're about to, I don't know, but she's only 16, so I'm not sure how high school ended in the summer, but still. But Keely Rodney, 16 years old, has not been seen since Saturday, 12:30 a.m. She had her own car. She was last seen at this party at the Prosser family campground in Truckee. She has not been heard of since. She was with 100 kids at the party. This is near Lake Tahoe, next to the Nevada state line. And the family runs the Lost Trail Lodge, which is a small hotel on the property where they live. It's about 12 miles from where she was abducted. Really pretty girl, only 16. Police are now considering her disappearance and abduction. Don't have a lot of proof. The mom, of course, is very concerned. Not a lot of reasons that they think she would just want to leave. She was at a party. And her, she's been out of service. You know, you do always wonder, does somebody decide, well, this is when we're going to run away from home. We're going to, but I, you know. Sadly, we have to assume she's abducted until proven otherwise, and that would be my guess. So the mom has a very, very urgent plea. She said attendees at the party were from all over, Tahoe, Truckee, Reno, Sparks, Auburn, and the website was set up, you know, for people from California, Nevada to come to this party. And so now they're asking everybody, they go, if you are a parent or a child that attended this party or attended yourself, please look at yours or your child's photos, videos, social media for any background images of Kylie to piece together a usable timeline, who she may have been with, when she may have left. She's 115 pounds and is 5'7". She's blonde, last wearing green pants and a black top. The family has also launched a GoFundMe for reward money in hopes that it could generate tips. So very, very frightening. They've raised about $9,700. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Ashton Kutcher is back in the news. I like him. Good guy. Good actor. Funny guy. He reveals he is lucky to be alive because he suffered an autoimmune disorder that left him unable to see, hear, and walk. Now, he said on Running Wild with Bear Grylls, the challenge, he said that he had a rare form of vasculitis. Now, vasculitis is inflammation of the blood vessels. Now, similar to what, you know, we were talking about with Bruce Willis having aphasia, where aphasia isn't necessarily a diagnosis. It's usually a symptom of something bigger. Like aphasia could happen from a stroke, from dementia, Same thing with vasculitis. Vasculitis is a lot of times part of another disorder. But I don't think they're saying what that is yet. He said, like 2 years ago, I had this weird, super rare form of vasculitis. Knocked out my vision, knocked out my hearing, it knocked out like all my equilibrium. Now he's 44 years old right now. He said it took him a year to build up each of his senses back again. So vasculitis is where you have inflammation of the blood vessels. It restricts blood flow. There's tons of different types of vasculitis, but we aren't really getting a lot of information as to what it is, which one he had. He said you don't really appreciate it until it's gone. Until you go, I don't know, he said, if I'm ever going to be able to see again. I don't know if I'm ever going to hear again. I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to walk again. He said, I'm lucky to be alive. Now he's fully recovered. He was in that 70 show and No Strings Attached. And, you know, he said, the minute you start seeing your obstacles as things that are made for you to give you what you need, then life starts to get fun again, right? Now he has two children with Mila Kunis. He says you start surfing on top of your problems instead of living underneath them. So it's an interesting episode that Access Hollywood has shared, but I'm just a little though confused as to exactly what, shall we say, his diagnosis was. Now, he has a very interesting health picture. If you remember, he was in the hospital back in 2012 when he was trying to prepare for the Steven Jobs role, or the role of Steven Jobs. So when he was on a Hot Ones interview with Steve Evans, that's where you eat hot wings with hot sauce, and then you start to cry, and you have to talk, and you have to, I guess, I don't know, cringe with all the heat from the Tabasco sauce or whatever. He was talking about how Steve Jobs had a slight orange hue to his skin because he drank large amounts of Odwalla carrot juice. Steve Jobs had this fruititarian diet. So Ashton Kutcher wanted to capture that authenticity. So he started drinking a bunch of carrot juice. Now, I don't know if Odwalla was taken off the market at the time, because I don't think you could get the Odwalla carrot juice. But he said he started drinking carrot juice like nonstop all day long, he said. 2 weeks before we began shooting, all of a sudden I have this pain in my back. He said through the night it got worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. I'm quoting him. He went to the hospital. And he said his pancreas was, quote, crazy out of whack. So he basically induced a pancreatitis. He was, though, very scared that he'd meet the same fate as Steve Jobs, who died of pancreatic cancer in 2011. He was told the cause of the pancreatitis, his pancreatitis, was drinking too much carrot juice. So he's thinking, oh, gosh, pancreatitis could lead to pancreatic cancer. I could be in trouble. Now, Odwalla carrot juice is no longer sold. According to the Coca-Cola company, it was discontinued due to, quote, unquote, financial challenges. But this fruititarian diet that Steve Jobs was on consisted of fruit, nuts, seeds, no animal products in the diet. You know, we still don't know why Steve Jobs would have had, you know, would have possibly gotten pancreatic cancer. There's been some debate on if he had HIV, on other sorts of medical issues. So we still don't know for sure. Carrot juice has a lot of ingredients, pressed carrots, water. But there might have been something else in it, like a coloring that could have induced the pancreatitis. But I really wonder if Ashton Kutcher might have this underlying autoimmune sort of picture, such that when this happened with the autoimmune disease, he ends up being more, I don't know, at risk. So, when we tell you more, we'll let you know. But it's very frustrating, you know, I hate playing Monday morning quarterback when it comes to health, but sometimes we have to. Like I told you with Bruce Willis, I'm just blown away, and this really kind of hit me hard because I love Bruce Willis, and to see him retire from acting when I think he's such a brilliant actor, and I've had the biggest crush on him ever since Moonlighting. But, you know, he balded early, and he had that Frank sign, and, you know, and I'm kind of kicking myself that if in the 80s we noticed these things, we could have maybe talked to him in the 80s, and then he could have maybe done things differently for his health, and maybe now wouldn't be in the position he's in. So to Ashton, if you have autoimmune issues, and I'm sure you have the best doctors on the case, if you have autoimmune issues, then you need to, you know, make sure somebody's on top of it, because sadly there could be future health issues. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Toys R Us is coming back. It is reopening in 9 states, more to come soon. Toys R Us is officially back inside Macy's locations in 9 states. They did a Christmas in July type announcement saying all locations will be complete by October 15, just in time for the holiday shopping season. Current locations are in California, Georgia, New Jersey, Illinois, Nevada, Louisiana, New York, Maryland, Missouri, and this is according to the Macy's website. The additional locations open across the country, and they're going to be listed as well. Some of their stores are going to be as small as 1,000 square feet, some up to 10,000 square feet. The larger locations are going to be flagship locations in Atlanta, Chicago, Honolulu, Houston, Los Angeles, Miami, New York, San Francisco. I do not know if that New York City Times Square location, that was, my kids would love it. When we would go to New York, they have the big Ferris wheel, and it was such a big store, and it was huge. I don't know how they were able to pay for that real estate. But Toys R Us kind of hit the same fate that a lot of the stores did, where, you know, parents are like, look, I'm not going to take my kid to a store because they're going to want everything. They're going to want something more expensive. So I'm going to buy it online. And I could buy it online cheaper. I could limit what they spend. And, you know, because going to a toy store was a really, really big treat. Or if parents are like, look, I need to get something for Christmas, I'll go to a toy store. But Walmart and Target started to pull away those customers. And people like, look, okay, I got to get groceries. I got to go Christmas shopping. I got to buy this for my mom, this for dad, this for, you know what? Okay, the kids, we'll go to the toy section. And so toy sections became more popular in a store that was just toys. And toys started to become less popular. And, you know, the pandemic really hurt the Toys R Us. But Toys R Us had to file bankruptcy back in 2017. A lot of store closures in 2018. So I'm really glad to see them, you know, find a way to kind of reboot and revamp themselves. It's I think the pendulum does swing. And as we're talking about recessions and as we're talking about store closures and people working from home and, you know, how the economy is really changing and how, you know, we're not going to see the same business landscape that we once did. We might see this, you know what, I'm done with this buying stuff online. You know, like for example, I've gotten stuff from Amazon where the stuff is damaged and then you can't return it, like cat food. And the can is spilled, and it starts to smell. And I was like, well, I'm not going to touch any of these cans. Well, now I'm not going to buy cat food online. If I'm not going to buy cat food online, I'm going to now go back into the store. So maybe the pendulum will swing. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.